It's time for the 101.5 Fishing Report, brought to you each and every week, all season long, by local independent Mountain Hardware and Sports. Believe it or not, winter's on its way. Don't get caught unprepared when the first flakes fall. Truckee Rents, the rental equipment store from Mountain Hardware and Sports, encourages customers to bring their snow blowers early for service and avoid the long lines once the snow starts flying. From tune-ups to full repairs, their expert team will make sure your machine is ready to handle the storms ahead. Stop by Truckee Rents today and get ahead of the rush. When the snow comes, you'll be glad you did. The Truckee River's in peak shape this week. Flows are holding at 281 CFS out of Tahoe City, 310 through town, and just over 500 at Ferret. Prime levels to keep fish active and spread out. Water temperatures are starting in the high 50s at dawn and topping out in the low 60s by afternoon, with the canyon stretch running a couple degrees cooler. The bite has been strongest in the mornings before the sun climbs, and fish are taking well-drifted nymphs and dry dropper rigs across riffles and seams. Rainbows and browns in the 12 to 16 inch range are common through Glenshire and Hurstdale, while the canyon pools are giving up chunky browns close to 19 inches. Browns are tight to structure and rainbows are feeding throughout the runs, making tight line nymphing the most consistent approach. Some fly favorites to try this week are Juju Beta size 18, Brown San Juan Worm size 12, Jigged Hare's Ear size 14 through 18, Assassin Jig size 16, Biota Pixie Stone size 6 through 8, and Zebra Midges size 18. The Little Truckee River is low and clear and flowing at just 46 CFS. That means you'll earn every fish you catch out there. With water temperatures steady in the low 50s, trout are healthy but incredibly wary in the crystal clear flows. Long 12 to 14 foot leaders and fine 6 to 7X tippet are a must for success. Morning hatches of midges are the main event, with some PMDs and caddis sprinkled in. The best fishing comes during these hatch windows with emergers and dries, while hopper dropper rigs give you some mid-morning fun. As the day brightens, fish slide into deeper slots where tight line nymphing with tiny midges can still connect. Most trout are running 14 to 18 inches. There have been some 20-inch browns biting dries when everything lines up perfectly. Some fly favorites to try on the Little Truckee this week are midge emergers size 20, zebra midges size 20 through 22, pale morning dun size 18, black caddis size 18, elk hair caddis size 18, or juju beta size 18 through 20. If you're hitting the trail or heading to the lake, before you pack up, swing by Mountain Hardware and Sports for all your outdoor apparel needs. From rugged hiking boots and wide-brimmed hats to lightweight beachwear and moisture-wicking layers, they've got you covered, literally. Whether you're chasing summits or soaking up sun, their expert team will help you gear up in comfort and style. Shop apparel and footwear in-store at any of their four locations. Let's head out to the lakes, where Donner Lake remains consistent this week for all species. Kokanee are grouped up around 50 feet. Trolling small spoons or hoochies tipped with corn is the ticket. Macks are deeper, holding near 120 feet, and they'll take bigger plugs and spoons worked slowly. Rainbows are the best option from shore, especially at China Cove and the West End ramps, with worms, power bait, and spinners producing fish. Rainbows are averaging 12 to 15 inches, while macks offer shots at bigger fish. Donner Lake continues to be a reliable and versatile option this week. The bite is best early and late, with boat traffic slowing things midday. Boca Reservoir is fishing strong for both bank and boat anglers. Surface temperatures in the low 60s have rainbows and browns cruising closer to the dam and West End Creek. Bank fishing with worms, eggs, and spoons has been steady, especially in the evenings. Most rainbows and browns are 12 to 16 inches, with kokanee mixed in. Kokanee are still around 50 feet for trollers running Sierra spoons or dodgers with crawler tips. With Boca still about 80% full, access is easy. Stampede Reservoir is still producing kokanee and trout. Surface temperatures are in the low 60s and kokanee are stacked 60 feet down near the island and dam. Downriggers with hoochies or small spinners are pulling steady 12 to 14 inch fish. Rainbows and browns are consistent from shore on the north shore in the mornings and evenings, with worms, power bait, and lures. Trollers are also connecting with suspended fish 40 to 60 feet on spoons and rapalas. With cooler mornings pushing trout shallow, Stampede remains a top reservoir pick. Prosser Creek Reservoir is a fun mixed bag of trout and bass. Water level is around 80% full, and surface temperatures in the low 60s are keeping fish active. Bass are holding in the coves where soft plastics, jigs, and crankbaits are drawing strikes. Trout are hanging 40 to 60 feet down, and trollers are doing well, pulling Rapalas and other small plugs. For shore fishing, the dam has been producing during the early and late bite windows with worms, eggs, or power bait. Trout are showing consistently in the 12 to 15 inch range, while bass provide steady action for those targeting them. Fishing pressure is lighter here compared to larger waters, making Prosser a relaxed option with reliable results. It may not produce big kokanee or trophy max, but Prosser delivers steady variety and less crowding. And finally, there's steady action across Lake Tahoe for kokanee, mackinaw, and trout. Surface temperatures in the mid-60s have kokanee stacked on the west shore between D.L. Bliss and Sugar Pine, 40 to 60 feet down, topping out around 17 inches. Dodgers and Hoochies are working great. Mackinaw are holding deeper, 60 to 130 feet around the west shore, Cal Neva Hole, and South Lake. Larger plugs and jigged minnows are producing fish up into the teens. Trout are showing around 100 feet for trollers running Rapalas and spoons, while shore anglers are occasionally connecting with trout 30 feet off the bank in the mornings. Boat pressure is easing up, and early and late hours remain best on Lake Tahoe. That's it for this week's 101.5 Fishing Report. Until next time, tight lines. The weekly 101.5 Fishing Report brought to you by Mountain Hardware and Sports. Whether you're a seasoned angler or a beginner with your first rod and reel, Mountain Hardware and Sports is your go-to destination for all things fishing. Visit any of their stores in Truckee, Incline Village, and Blairston for all of your fishing essentials and get advice on where to head out on the water for the day. You can also learn more about Mountain Hardware and Sports by visiting their website, mountainhardwareandsports.com.
Went to the hardware, got me a hook.
Placed that line right on that hook.
Boy, you've been